What is going on, everyone? This is the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com, the JPEG Sports Network. Eddie Greer here with you guys this afternoon for another jam-packed episode, a much different episode than we've had here all year long. You know what time it is. It is time for the showdown on Sunday afternoon, the final for the Championship Four of the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series drivers. Going down to it, folks. This is it. Who will be crowned champion of 2017? And this episode, this afternoon, is totally focused on just the Cup Series here this afternoon. And if you're looking for more Truck Series and Xfinity Series previews, well, I got them on Audioboom. They're up. Both episodes are up right now. Get your championship fix on. It is almost that time, beginning tomorrow night with the Truck Series, the Ford EcoBoost 200, and then the Ford EcoBoost 300 for the Xfinity Series, and the main event on Sunday afternoon in Miami Homestead, Florida. Four drivers: Keselowski, Harvick, Truex, Kyle Busch. One of those drivers will be called champion at the end of the night, either lap 267 or OT. And before we continue to throw those gloves off, remember that I said last week about the final episode that this was supposed to be the final episode of the JPEG Sports Network here. Last week, I did say that, well, we decided that this will not be the last episode. It will be next week. Quite fittingly, it will be around Thanksgiving on next Thursday. But instead, we will have that episode loaded up for you, ready to roll out that following Tuesday. So I'll be recording that either Tuesday or Wednesday, most likely on Tuesday. The championship breakdown of all three champions. And we will end our era with the JPEG Sports Network that way. So we still have championship preview and then the championship breakdown of what took place here this weekend. Man, so pumped up. Again, thank you for listening to the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com, the JPEG Sports Network. Man, the gloves are off already. There was preview. There was a media day for the Championship Four guys here. Just got done with that, and a lot of hard bleeping words were said. And this is already a given here with Kyle Busch and Brad Keselowski rivalry. I already knew that was going to happen. And of course, Harvick, his confidence is sky high from Texas. And then you have the mild-mannered Truex out here doing his thing. So for these guys, they've been around each other all week long. But here, pretty shortly here, when the calendar turns Friday, tomorrow, they'll be getting ready to get the championship run on here for a right to be called champion. And of course, Jimmy Johnson will not be a part of that. Obviously, if you got that hint already, it's a good transition. We'll talk Phoenix here for the first segment, and then we will talk Championship Four for the rest of the afternoon. But Phoenix, my goodness, what a race this was. And a lot of what ifs could be, but the main story of the afternoon was Matt Kenseth. All was said about Joe Gibbs racing all year long, the 0-for-20 at the start of the year, and Denny Hamlin broke through at New Hampshire, and Matt Kenseth, you know, this was an ongoing thing on our pod here this season around the garage. When is Matt Kenseth going to get in victory lane? Well, that question was answered some 9-10 months later, and he wrote the perfect swan song, got the victory lane, denied Chase Elliott, and Kenseth, and of course, Dale Earnhardt Jr., they came in together in the Cup Series together. They're going to leave the Cup Series together here after the checkered flag falls in the darkness of Miami. You couldn't script it any better than this. Kansas fought so hard, and you saw and you knew this was coming because of the momentum he has gathered. And my, if that crew member, that one lone crew member, did not fall, did he follow instructions the way that he's supposed to be? Not too many people over the wall, or Jason Ratcliffe got his head on straight. We could have seen Kenseth in this Final Four, but because of that reason, he is writing his own goodbye story, and that's a costly mistake there. I said it a few weeks ago. Man, that mistake is growing costly. And a lot of mistakes, a lot of blame to be thrown around for some of these guys. Keselowski looks into the Final Four. He definitely was out of the ballpark. Pretty much drew it up. He had to win Martinsville. Keselowski didn't do that. Got knocked out by Chase Elliott. And then he and Kyle Busch had his run-ins at Texas. And then here, Martinsville last week. I don't know where he was, but he had the luck of the draw. And my goodness, Brad Keselowski, if Denny Hamlin would have raced smarter, this cat would have been out. But Keselowski did pretty much what he needed to do. And you have to be lucky in the sport, too. You have to be fast, good, and sometimes, say it with me, you got to have some luck on your side. And that's what Keselowski has. And he now has the opportunity with the points reset. Harvick, Rowdy, Truex, and Keselowski each have 4,000 points, and no state points will be awarded to nobody. It's heads up racing. The first out of the four drivers to the checkered flag, or however this plays out, will take home the champion here in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. You'll listen to the EG3 show right here on kcsportsradio.com. You're just tuning in. If you thought this was the last show that I announced last week, decided, well, to make it known, kind of make more sense with Thanksgiving around the corner next Thursday, the part two of the championship breakdown and the final show will be next week to wrap up the era here on JPEG Sports Network, and I'll have my shout outs for then. I have them already ready, but this, because of the situation, a good situation, then I decided to hold it back until next week, and then you guys can listen to both this episode, part one and part two, and then it'll be a wrap for JPEG Sports Network, which is, for those of you who don't know, shutting down shop here at the end of the month, so there'll be no more JPEG Sports Network, which is sad to say the least. But for those of you who also listened to the episode last week, that I will continue to do the EG3 show next season independently unless something falls into place. I've always enjoyed my time here on the show, on the network here, bringing the latest action in NASCAR, something a little bit different, and I've grown a big fan of this sport, and I continue to be, as well as learning things, and hopefully by the end of Sunday night, I will know the outcome of one of my drivers, hopefully, but we'll have to see about that. But still, unfinished business, we got to get through the rest of the week, and the rest of the, there's other championship races going on as well. But man, back on track with Phoenix, a lot happened in this race. Jimmy Johnson, as kind of what I predicted, well, not really what I predicted, but what I called out, he was competitive in practice, but that didn't really show in the race. Tire going down, frustrations all over the place in the 48 team, as noted at the top of the pod, will not be chasing 8, at least for this year. Maybe next year, but dismal season ended in a thud for that 48 team, and all they can do now is try to play spoiler along with Kyle Larson. 4 consecutive DNFs after pretty much a breakout year for this 42 team. Many noted that he was going to be the favorite to take down Homestead and take down Martin Truex Jr. Well, He'll be in a spoilers world this weekend for sure because of the way he runs the high side. But a lot of people, pretty much maybe, probably say about 85%, probably maybe labeled Larson the champion because of his success at Miami. He won't have that chance to do that this year either. In the way that his season's about to end, he might not even be up there here on Sunday. So there is that. And then the episode between, and then here's the Ryan Blaney had a good effort, sat in a pole for the race at Phoenix last week, all, and then was all for pretty much nothing because early on in the race his car went tight and pretty much doomed his day, even though he also had an opportunity to race his way in on points, which did not happen. But a great effort by that 21. He will be moving to the 12 of Penske next year. But the focal point, again, part two, Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott. This round went to Chase Elliott. And I got to tell you what, and this might boil over into next season. We'll have to see about that because you know rivalries like Kyle Busch, Brad Keselowski don't fizzle down very much. All because of Martinsville set the stage. This type of racing, I've said this quite a bit here in the last few weeks, ladies and gents, that everything's on the line. You got a ticket to Homestead right up the alleyway, and Chase Elliott knocked Brad Keselowski out of the way, and then here comes Denny Hamlin. Denny Hamlin has own agenda. You guys know the story by now. And then turn your page back to last week. Denny Hamlin had the car to beat. Man, the 11 snuck up the show, and he was on his well on his way to Miami to compete for the championship four. But cautions breed cautions, and then a bad pit stop on the 11 team pretty much saw what's going to be the end of his chances. And a lot of people said that the 11 crew has the best pit crew in all the garage area. You're leaving out your teammate, the 18. Well, that crew, the 11, didn't really show up, and it probably cost him the race. But I probably put more blame. I didn't really think about this until listening to one of the clips here this week on NBC NASCAR America, that Denny Hamlin didn't really, this crew didn't know, relay him the situation, what was going on. And he, By far, outraced Keselowski. He pretty much gained back the 19 points that he lost going in and going into that final stage. He was leading and had the car pretty much handled because Keselowski, that team, could not get a handle on the race car pretty much. Tried everything, you know, Paul Wolf, and the way that he likes to do things. They tried their strategy, get him there, but that car was not in the racetrack. That 2 and the 11 was well into the racetrack and then had that bad pit stop. And then here comes Chase Elliott. The two of them were racing extremely, and I mean extremely hard, all afternoon long. And then Chase Elliott decided, a few weeks ago after that Martinsville incident, well, you're going to race me like that. Well, I'm going to race you even harder. And that was the case of the afternoon. And then Elliott runs Hamlin against the wall out of turn 3. And then Hamlin has tire go down. And that was the end of the book for the chance to run for a championship for Denny Hamlin. Even Chase Elliott as well. Chase Elliott had an opportunity to bank home an opportunity to race for a championship. Could not do that because of a more determined veteran in Matt Kenseth. And Kenseth drove his rear end off to get the job done. And an emotional scene afterwards for Kenseth. But Kenseth probably did Keselowski a big favor by not allowing the 24 to get away. That car at the end of the race was a rocket ship, but those guys had older tires, including Matt Kenseth. And Kenseth somehow caught up to 24 and then passed him with less than around 10 laps to go. I want to say that. But my, the racing was fantastic. Came right down the last few laps, what we would expect to see on Sunday afternoon, early Sunday evening. And Matt Kenseth, his final race will be this weekend as well. He pretty much called it, well, not called the win, but called his career finished. Well, bad win, bad. Let me back up. First, Matt Kenseth said he was going to take pretty much a break from racing. And then pretty much after this win that he's been so desperately been looking for, he basically said, well, it's time for me to hang my head up, helmet up as well, and go out like this. So definitely a Hall of Famer for sure. Matt Kenseth, a champion of the sport. And we still have a race to go. So Kenseth, let's not count him out. Yes, a spoiler as well for these guys as well. The Championship 4 guys as well. EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. Eddie Greer in the house this afternoon for a different setup of today's podcast, just solely focusing on a championship for Marshall Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Matt Kenseth getting the job done. My goodness. And Denny Hamlin. We talked about Brad Keselowski not making the championship for. Well, he did it thanks to circumstances on the racetrack involving the 11 and the 24 once again. I won't be surprised if we see this battle brew over into next season. We'll have to see about that. But Denny Hamlin, one of the talented NASCAR drivers in the sport, one of the good veterans of the sport, still has not made it to the championship four in this level since this format was debuted when Kevin Harvick took the checkered flag and won the championship. But my goodness, I thought for sure they had a great game plan going on, Mike Wheeler and crew, and then circumstances, Denny Hamlin, the crew again. You know, I talked about Matt Kenseth and his crew cost him an opportunity to transfer. And then Matt Kenseth winning Phoenix. I mean, yeah, we didn't see it coming then, but if rules would have been followed by that 20, we very well could have seen Matt Kenseth in this championship round. But we're not. We're going to see him in the spoilers role. We're going to see Kyle Larson, Jimmy Johnson in the spoilers role. It is going to be one interesting, including Denny Hamlin as well. So a lot of X factors here as we approach Sunday here. And ever since this Championship 4 has been put together, since the last 3-4 years, we have seen a champion, the winner, go on to win a championship who is in part of the Final Four. So the trends continue here. We'll have to, it's a very good, like, possible that we're going to see somebody in the Final Four in victory lane, but we can't really, this year's probably the year we can't count that out because of so many good drivers and the fact that Chase Elliott still hasn't won, Kyle Larson and Matt Kenseth, those guys I've been looking at, and Denny Hamlin, throw him in the mix as well for a chance for an opportunity to play spoilers role here and make the other guys work harder. But again, I mean, even though it's been quite a while since, and it maybe go back to Brad Keselowski in his championship year, he didn't win the race, wasn't dominant by far, but again, been the theme so far today. Keselowski will have to do better than that if he's going to go up there and challenge even his former teammate Harvick, Kyle Busch, or Truex at that. Took a good step in the right direction going back to Texas a few weeks ago. Rallied from a lap down from contact from his Championship 4 rival and pretty much his NASCAR rival for the last how many years, Kyle Busch. And those two had words once again. Well, Kyle Busch had words for Keselowski again. Get to that here in the next segment. But the thing is here, Keselowski, he's going to have to do much better than that. Way better than 16th if he's going to be a contender. Yes, we're on equal playing field right now. That's for all championship events. The national championship, the playoffs in the college football. You have the World Series, things like that. The best teams most of the time win. But again, you have that occasional upset, whatnot. So again, we'll have to see what hats turn in this race here on Sunday. It is going to be a thriller of an event. And I expect this to go down to the last 10 laps like it has been over the last three years. Man, it's so exciting when your driver is a part of this thing. It's kind of different when it's not, but it's still exciting, but not as exciting when your driver is right in the thick of this thing. And for Martin Truex Jr., an opportunity arises for a chance to finish off a dominant season. So, but again, anything can happen. The old saying goes, especially we know where we're coming from, Truex Nation. Let's get that going right now. We seen it all. So I ain't making no guarantees for sure. So, but this is a different racetrack, mile and a half opportunity. A little bit more different because it's a square, not your normal cookie cutter racetrack. Run high, run middle, run low, things like that. You have to be consistent. And to me, and yes, I'm kind of transitioning into Sunday now. Yes, there, and I lost train of thought. But Friday for me, tomorrow, will be the table setter for the weekend. You qualify good, you get your pitch selection, and really make a statement to your competitors that, hey, we're here for a championship. We're here to do business. That's what we're here to do. So for me, my opinion, I think really Friday's qualifying will be very, very important to set the table. All these guys have opportunity to make a big statement, to sit on the pole, and really force the hand of these guys early. I mean, there's been talks about, you know, Keselowski. Yes, definitely he is the least favorite, but again, out of these guys, to me, I think the two team knows how to play the racing hand strategically and put you out of your comfort zone. So they're not afraid to do that, and it could be the outcome of this race. You never know. You know, all the speed got to go to 78, the 4, in the 18 for sure. We don't know what Keselowski's going to come, even though he's had some good finishes there in the past, but I'm having a hard time seeing him contend for the win unless strategy puts him there in that spot. We'll have to see what happens with that. That's where I'm going to go with on him. The other three, well, it's knockdown, drag out here. Harvick sitting on his high horse right now. He's been awfully confident from my vantage point since that win at Texas. You know, the transition from Chevy to Ford. And yes, Harvick has been successful. One of the successful drivers out of the four coming into this race at Homestead, all in a Chevy. This is his first race in the Ford. Just keep that in mind. Yeah, I'm not going to overshadow anything. Not saying anything, but I'm just saying, just looking at the numbers and small advantage points here, the Fords, you know, they've been coming on strong, led by this Ford team of Harvick. Harvick's been awfully strong all postseason long, beginning with that run at Chicagoland, and then, of course, beating Truex at Texas. They're catching him and then passing him, thanks to a couple of dumb luck lap cars, but other than that, and then pulled away from Truex and then finished the deal there. But and then Truex, Rowdy, been fast all season long. Kevin saying that the pressure's all on them to get it done, if they can't get it done, it's a failure. Harvick likes to play from behind. Well, you know, they've been playing catch up from behind all season long, so I get where he's coming from. But hey, this is got to be on top of your game coming off that truck pretty much tomorrow, because that's where the race starts for me tomorrow. You can't really play catch up in it. You don't have too many times left to play catch up. Playing catch up is over. You got get your stuff right off truck, or it's going to be a long weekend pretty much. 78-18, it'll be interesting to see how they work here. Kind of shades of last year when Carl Edwards, Kyle Busch was involved in the Final Four a year ago. Carl Edwards was the man on Mount Halves in it last year, and it pretty much showed at Homestead. I'll be stunned if Truex is not a part of this battle leap up front on Sunday. I mean, the trends tend to follow all with Homestead. Homestead's different. I get it. Yes, but you know the stats are a little different. But again, when you look at the past, this entire past year of the new Mount Half King, Truex, been awfully good all season long. Then despite his recent struggles at this track, I expect him to be right a player this year than 2 years ago when they made it as an underdog, did what they needed to do, and somehow got to the championship four. Kyle, I've been thinking about that. I'm like, I still don't know how he made it that far, but he did. He made it all the way, and I thought he was going to come up and really attack, but they did not have the car to do that. They were off in left field 2 years ago. I mean, yes, Kyle Busch, you're listening to the EG3 show right here on kcsportsradio.com. Take a time out here in a minute. Man, we're already almost halfway in this championship podcast, but just looking back at that, you know, they were out of the ballpark that night, and it was kind of very frustrating to kind of watch because Kyle Busch out front and then Truex sitting there struggling outside of the top 10. Hopefully, to this year will be a much different story, and he's going to be a player this year. I mean, yes, back to my train of thought for what I was thinking about before that, Kyle Busch, I know Kevin Harvick, Rowdy, Brad Keselowski all have championship. All have won a championship. Y'all acting like, a lot of people acting like, you know, Troy ain't been there before. He has, okay? But that team wasn't supposed to be there. They might have peaked a little early back then. This year, they have that experience. Yes, they have that experience in this situation. Now, it's time to go out here and do it. And my fear is they could crawl and lay an egg. But at the same time, I think that, hey, we look at all these Mount Halves this year, the way that, and even going back to last year, let's not count that out either, before getting knocked out for an engine failure at Talladega. These guys know how to get it done in my goodness. You know, Denver is a city of champions, and if Truex would have pulled this off, my goodness. I mean, it's virtual racing is already on the map, pretty much, for their rise here in NASCAR this year. This would put the staple on it here. If Truex can pull this off and beat the three champions, who's up for that? It seems like Martin MTJ is up for that challenge. And I think he, by the way that he's carried himself here this week and all year long, that he's ready to take that challenge full on Sunday afternoon. He's been racing these guys all year long, so what's make it even different? Just the stakes are that much higher. Folks, EG3 show right here on kcsportsradio.com. JPEG Sports Network, take our first time out of the afternoon. When we come back, Championship 4 Lowdown continues, and we'll break down the Ford camp. It's basically Ford versus Toyota in a chance to hoist up the first ever Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series trophy on the line at Homestead. EG3 show returns after this on the JPEG Sports Network.
I'd rather have
EG3 show is back, ladies and gents, right here on KDCSportsRadio.com. Eddie Greer in the house, the EG3 show, all about the world of NASCAR, Camping World, Xfinity, Monster Energy 3, biggest divisions in all of motorsports. That top 10 from last week in Phoenix, Matt Kenseth, sort of an upset, knocking out Chase Elliott from an opportunity to race for the championship here this weekend. Chase Elliott finishing in second. Martin Truex Jr. continues his outstanding performance in third. Then his teammate Eric Jones for another week. Eric Jones going in probably into the offseason red hot. He'll be going to Joe Gibbs Racing, the 20, replacing Kenseth after Homestead this weekend. Jones fourth, Harvick fifth. Jimmy Murray, a strong effort from a non-playoff driver, 6th, Rowdy 7th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Where Do You Come From, 8th, Eric Almirola 9th, and Dale Earnhardt Jr. was nowhere near the top 10 throughout the race, somehow finishing the top 10 position. How about that for Dale Earnhardt Jr.? And before I dive into more of this Championship 4 preview, Matt Kenseth, Dale Earnhardt Jr., will be racing their last race of their careers on Sunday. It's pretty much sad because I've been watching pretty much NASCAR through that time. I didn't see much of Kenseth back then until he won his first and only championship. Been following Dale Earnhardt Jr. as a lot of people have, Junior Nation on lockdown. Junior Nation, man, this is going to be some scene. We've seen it for the last 3 years. Jeff Gordon in 15, last year Tony Stewart, and Dale Earnhardt Jr. this year. It's going to be a massive send off for Jr. and Kenseth. This group, great group of drivers right here, Matt Kenseth, future Hall of Famer, Dale Earnhardt Jr., for those of you who don't know by now, will be moving up to NBC, the broadcast booth, next year to join Rick Allen, Steve Letarte, old buddy, old crew chief, and then Jeff Burton, those guys. And his voice, Junior's, is still live and well in the sport, and it's going to probably continue to be as well. And Junior has enough on his plate. He's going to be running for an opportunity to win a championship himself, not on the track, but his other drivers, William Byron, Elliott Sadler, Justin Allgaier, will have the opportunity to hand Dale Earnhardt Jr. a championship, the first ever championship, I believe, in junior motorsports history. But they're going to have to go through Daniel Hemric to do that. That's Saturday's championship. And you can catch that preview also on our Audio Boom page, which after the JPEG Sports Network closed up the car, Audio Boom and SoundCloud will carry on most of the episodes. But even after the championship breakdown next week, we're probably going to have 2 episodes left at least of the season before we take a break here in the offseason. We'll be back in January. That's the kind of an outlook, if you will, of the EG3 show right here on KDCSportsRadio.com. And by the way, Facebook.com/EG3show and Twitter at EG3_show. And you might be seeing that pop up a little bit more frequent than usual, so we're going to be really trying to do that here this weekend, especially with all on the line. And of course, the Truck Series kicks it off tomorrow night. Johnny Sauter looks to repeat as champion against one of the more dominant car trucks all year long, against Christopher Bell, has been dominant all year long. The pesky Matt Crafton, and then the bullish Austin Cindric, the final four, going to go down tomorrow in the Truck Series. It's going to be a good one. Crafton had words for Cindric, so after that mess in Phoenix, so we'll see what happens there. It's going to be something else. You know, championship weekend is always exciting, whatever sport it is, in NFL, college football, basketball, NBA. It's always exciting when your team or driver is in the middle of this. So, very pumped up this weekend. And we'll see what the outcome unfolds in all 3 of these races. But yes, back to the Championship Four preview here. I mentioned Ford versus Toyota. Chevrolet does not have a dog in this fight this season. They've had, and this is the first time in this format that Chevrolet will not be a part of the Championship Four. That is unbelievable. It has to go back to Kevin Harvick when he won in this the format's debut a couple years ago. And then Jeff Gordon was a part of it when Kyle Busch won. And then Jimmy Johnson, that historic rally from behind to capture 7 last year in overtime. So Chevrolet, a lot to work on in the offseason. Of course, they have that new nose, that Camaro coming out. They have some a sweet car Chevrolet does coming out next year. Looking forward to seeing that. Sweet nose. Kind of like the cars you see on the highways or something. But seriously, those cars look good. It'll be interesting to see how they respond on the quote-unquote racetrack. But Fords, got to look at that. Brad Keselowski getting in on, which pretty me a blunder of mistakes by Denny Hamlin and Chase Elliott. But here is all that matters. You made to Homestead with an opportunity to race for a championship. Paul Wolf mentioned in the first segment had his crew chief. He was the crew chief when Keselowski won his first championship, where he didn't have to race that hard because Jimmy Johnson was kind of in a hole then. But this year, Keselowski, welcome to the Championship Four for the first time in his career. Well, in this format, he's going to have to step it up a little bit more. Like I've been saying, I'm having a hard time. I want to believe it. I want to see it. I got to see on the racetrack on Sunday. I'm just having a hard time seeing that. Even though he finished 5th at Texas, which is wholly repaved, Homestead is not. And like all the drivers say, Homestead is very different mile and a half racetrack. I'm having a hard time seeing Kez being up there. I probably see him up in the back of the top 10 somewhere. Nothing more. Again, unless strategy. That's their strong suit, I believe. Paul Wolf, they know how to get off strategy and really push the buttons of the other competitors. That's their only play here, I believe. But other than that, I expect them to wreck havoc in that area. But speed-wise, he's been kind of, I shouldn't say kind of, but he's been right up there whining and dining all over the place for that speed. Looking for, he had some of that in his big-time rally in a Lone Star State a few weeks ago with a big rally that put him in this position. It's pretty much why he's here, because of that rally at Texas. So maybe some confidence there. But let's not forget, he won Atlanta earlier this year, and he was one of the hotter NASCAR drivers then. Now is going back way in March when he took down past Kyle Larson late and took the checkered flag. See, something like that, I do see that. But Keselowski, he's going to have to be nearly perfect. I mean, yes, you're going to have mistakes here and there, but he's going to have to be on top of his game. I mean, literally, if he's going to be able to win this season. So he has won a mile and a half track. Let's not forget. I think everybody forgets that about Keselowski. He won at an old kind of faded out service in Atlanta, hung around then, and when it mattered, got up front and put away Kyle Larson, and he won there. So again, just something to keep that in mind. The other Ford teammate, Kevin Harvick, has been well known. His confidence is pretty much Kevin Harvick confidence right now, and Tony Stewart swag is the name of the game right now, and they want to have a smooth weekend as possible, more like Kevin Harvick wants to have his weekend smooth. But he has the opportunity to get his second championship, and to do that, he's going to have to go through the Toyotas of Kyle Busch and Martin Truex Jr. Well, he's kind of proven that a little bit by passing the 7-8 earlier. Well, it's hands on deck. He's going to have to do it the second time to be called champion. And we mentioned the momentum, or I mentioned the momentum that he's carrying in this thing. Having that feel that he had at 2014 when he won a championship then, when he had all that speed, sitting on poles, leading a ton of laps, and beating Ryan Newman to win the championship, and then 2015 having the same thing as well, coming up big in the moments. Clutch Harvick, that's what you got to call it here in this moment, and you got to think he's been licking his chops pretty much since Texas. So that squad will be on top. We'll be trying to hunt down, put away the rest of the field here on Sunday. And he's the best driver by far when it comes to the stat sheet at Homestead. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take our final timeout here on the EG3 show right here on KZSportsRadio.com. We're going to look at the other half of the bracket and my prediction here of who's going to win a championship here this season. EG3 show returns after this here on the KC Sports Network, JPEG Sports Network. And again, for those of you who are wanting to tune in to this intriguing race here, the championship for the season finale for EagleBoost 400, 2 o'clock Central Time, 3 o'clock Eastern Time. It's going down in Miami. NBC on TV, MRN has coverage of the championship for championship weekend. EG3 show right here on KZSportsRadio.com. Man, this pod has gone by pretty fast. EG3 show, the latest in NASCAR. We're in the championship races now. Camping World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, Monster Energy, NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. Eddie Greer, your host for the EG3 show. And before we can begin to wrap up today's podcast, continue your thoughts and prayers. Failed to mention this when it happened, but continue to put your thoughts and prayers for the victims in that horrible shooting and church shooting, that scene in Texas. Just horrifying. So again, keep those members in your prayers here throughout the rest of the week. I appreciate that as well. I'll be doing that as well. So I really appreciate that. And again, thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. And for those of you just tuning in, I did say last week that this was going to be the last episode on the JPEG Sports Network. But it will be not be the final episode. It will be Thanksgiving week around the 20th. I will record pretty much on the 21st, which is next Tuesday. It'll go up on Wednesday and pretty much it'll be signing out from there. So, yep, the JPEG Sports Network, it has been fun. Got one more show to do next week, and that will be part two of the Championship Miami Remix. Who's going to be champion? And we're going to have nine ticked off drivers who, or pretty much heartbroken drivers, who is the better word, of not winning the championship. You work all this hard to get there. And we'll just have to see what happens. We've had a couple of dominant performances all season long. Christopher Bell, Martin Truex Jr., William Byron has been outstanding. We'll see how those guys run in their respective races here coming on Sunday. But yes, the other half of the field, Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr., they have won over half the chase races here. Oh man, I said chase. The playoff races this year, yeah, it's kind of a, you're used to that, but this is not called Chase anymore. This is the playoffs, and quite heartily, the championship for Kyle Busch, Adam Stevens, for the third consecutive year, along with Harvick in a different state. They've had the most appearances in the championship for, and for Kyle Busch, yes, the best, one of the best drivers in the sport, winning all these races, dominating Xfinity and whatnot. Again, another appearance in this championship four. And this team was sort of behind the 19 last year. Was kind of a player late, but all in all, they kind of were kind of a back burner a little bit. But this team comes out like they've had here in the, pretty much in the second half. Ever since the Coca-Cola 600, this team has been on point with speed and everything else. They come out gamebusters like they've had. They'll be up there just like they were in 2015. Cole Pearn, on the other hand, Martin Truex Jr., their second appearance. And it was noted on the top of the pod that I said their first go-around, that was not that good. Very, very disappointed with the performance. And yeah, I was bummed with that. So now you turn the table here to this weekend. Can they duplicate what they've been doing all year long? And for this team, really, for me, the X factors for pretty much all these teams, and specifically the 78 team, limit the mistakes, which, I mean, like I said, you have to come play from behind. Well, you can get away with that so much that you lose sight of what you're trying to do. But here, pretty much the main thing here for all these teams here is you can't make the critical mistake. We've seen it with the Kyle Busch last year, the pit crew making the critical mistake. Those guys were in it until that happened. Even though Kyle Busch worked his way back up there, couldn't make it make anything happen. So that critical mistake, you got to watch for that. Somebody is going to make the mistake that cost them the championship. Let's just get that straight right now. Seen it? Denny Hamlin speeding on, I believe it was speeding on pit road. I believe I might be right. Going back to the first championship four bout, Denny Hamlin, they raced their way to the top three, were in contention to win. I believe that's right, I think. Or it might have been another driver. I can't remember offhand. It was somebody who made a run. No, it was Joey Logano, I think. Yes, not Hamlin. Joey Logano made a run and then a mistake. And then Heartbreak City for Logano last year. You know, he and Edwards get together. And then, yes, chaos ensued. And then disappointment was second. And Logano's not in the final four. And Edwards, the well-known story, retired earlier this year. Unexpected retirement. So we're going to have three drivers retired here by the end pretty much of 267 laps plus maybe overtime. But a lot to be said. You cannot make the critical mistake. Yes, you can recover from a mistake if your car's fast enough. We've seen it from the 7-8 all year, all postseason long. Make rallying back, never quit, never give up attitude, and still win the race. So again, it's going to come down to the last 15 laps, always has, since the Championship 4 was revamped. It's going to be a fun race, I got to tell you. Oh, man, I've been thinking about this race really since Phoenix. I'm sorry. Ever since Truex locked his spot up, I've been thinking about this, and now it's going to come to fruition. I have all types of emotions right now, and I'm speaking as a fan. So we'll see what happens here. But yes, the key thing here to look for is the a late race mistake. You don't make that mistake, you're going to have a chance to win a championship. You make a mistake, and you pretty much, your odds are you're not going to win the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series champion. Numbers of the week, 47 non-playoff news. 47 is STP, rejoins Richard Petty Motorsports for the 47th year with STP on the hood. That, for those of you who don't know, Darrell Wallace Jr., Big Bubba, getting that ride, that famous ride for the 43, and STP rejoins Richard Petty, almost said it again, Richard Petty Motorsports as a sponsor for the 47th consecutive season. That's incredible. And the final number I'm going to leave you with this week as we head into championship week, 7. That's how many wins in the postseason combined Harvick, Truex, and Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch, Truex, and have 6 of them. Harvick, the other one. And Keselowski, well, he'll have opportunity to try to win another championship. Well, he's going to have to win the race to do that. Well, obviously. So there's your numbers of the week here on the KEG3 show. And it's brought to you by, of course, JPEG Sports Network, which will be closing the trucks and packing the doors and headed to another country, heading off in another direction here in the end of the month. So 47 STP will rejoin Richard Petty Motorsports and 7 wins combined for the Championship 4 contestants here this weekend. And my championship pick, well, you've been listening to this show all year, or the past couple years, or just been tuning in for the last few weeks. Martin Truex Jr. is a big fan, for those of you who don't know. But hey, I'm not going to jump ship, do all this crazy jumping off ship to Kyle Busch or Kevin Harvick, even though he's hot right now and got confidence or whatever, or Keselowski because of Keselowski. But hey, pick, you know where I'm going with this. Yeah. You know, it's been a rough sports season, to be, well, be literally blunt, because, you know, it was good last year, but going into the year 2017, you know, seeing the Falcons blow and a possible lead to the Patriots, I didn't think it would go down like that, but having a big lead like that and not closing the deal, very disappointing to see that, and very, a little distraught by that, very, you know, disappointed about that situation, and then, you know, not getting the playoff. That's a whole nother conversation for another time. But yeah, seeing the Falcons not, basically the word of the years, close the deal. Well, they did not close, and since then, you know, the college football and NFL in general has been up in the air a little bit, and the Braves still in rebuilding mode and whatnot. But this will be something here for all of Truex Nation out here. They see Martin Truex Jr. finally close the deal. But old saying goes, though, we've been through it all. We've seen some strange stuff involving the 7-8 over the years. But when he's on, this cat, the past couple years, when he's on, he is on. And the body language to me says it all. The team, the mojo right now, even though Harvick's beat him at Texas in the last 10 laps, all year long, you know, yes, the dominant car doesn't win, and sometimes other drivers get lucky, whatnot, and step up at the right time and get a championship. But the window is open for opportunity to pretty much put yourself firmly on the map and make history. On top of that, gotta go with my boy, gotta go with my dude, Truex, man. That's all I'm saying with that, folks, ladies and gentlemen. That's going to wrap up for the Talking Power EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com, JPEG Sports Network. I'm Eddie Greer saying thank you for a tremendous season. I'll get more thanks next week. But thank you guys so much for listening to today's podcast and for tuning in all year long for all the craziness that's been going on all year long. Coming up next, Behind the Wheel Phoenix. Boy, what a wild race this was. This was last week. It's going to get even. The ceiling has reached its peak now. It's going to get crazy. EG3 show signing out for this week. Tune in for the season finale next week. We break down all the championship drivers on the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. Miami, what's up? We coming, baby. Let's go. EG3 signing out.
Yeah. Awesome to hear this place is sold out once again. BK, just a good steady day here. Stay out of trouble and your way up, and we'll have a good finish.
I didn't realize I had to start behind the two that I'm starting behind. 21's going to take the top.
That's not very smart.
Green flag. Silly side, 3 wide, 4 wide. And 21's been struggling here. He's going to get him pretty quick.
It's so bad up the hill.
24 just took the lead.
Good work. Nice and smooth now.
Danny's trying to do the big diamond, 3-4.
I don't think it's over yet.
Let it go. You're better. Drive around him.
Stay with it. Nice and smooth.
Big work, man. Is he too on entry?
Prove on leaders, right?
running in 3 and 4?
The bottom still?
On the bottom, it's not very good information. Need more than that.
Kyle Larson to the lead. I heard your white checkers. Really nice job there. All these other guys have moved up the track. Why haven't you moved up any?
I moved up and slowed down 2/10, so I came back down.
Well, we can't get to work here.
Except for your radio sounds really bad all of a sudden.
So then I'll just take it off.
Stage 2 is underway.
Awful. So much faster, Jim. I got no brakes. Pedal's basically bouncing off the floor. It's not slowing down. It's chattering like a... I'm blowing up. Blowing up.
Awesome. The ear's running up top.
So far up top.
So top. Way up top. Earl.
Jimmy Johnson in the outside hole.
We're in the fence, fellas. Oh, we're tired.
Their chances for a 8th championship going up in smoke. Chase Elliott closing in, though. He got by Eric Jones. Chase up to 4th.
Oh, man. We're coming to the party, boys.
Tunnel in turn number 3.
Rick over in 3. Rick. Caution's out.
About that fire in the safer barrier there.
Yeah, it's rather strange, isn't it?
It's so weird.
I don't get it.
I wish I knew what to say to be back here, man. No, I'm not giving you a lot. Don't have it today.
Hang in there and hope for something to happen, I guess.
Not out of it yet. Hang tight. I don't know what they did to that 24 car, but holy hell.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive. I'm not really sure what they did.
Getting pretty big up there. Saying. The 24 and the 11. Keep your eyes open. There's bad blood over the whole Martinsville deal there. Chase works his way up. Whatever, dude.
What the f*** got here? Got a belt race to figure out. Good luck to him.
24 is up there. 11. It's going to get interesting. We just got to try to stay clean here.
383. 78 pushing you in line. 24 is outside.
Clear, clear, all the way down, all the way down.
Right with you. Inside, inside.
Tight, all clear. With your beat fans on, nice and slow now.
He's got wrecked, didn't he?
He definitely hit the wall.
They said it don't look bad, but he got a tire. Tire's all good. Got a left rear rub, it looks like. Not bad. We're still just racing to 2, who's 4th position back. We're good.
Oh, he just blew a tire.
Caution is out. Hang on to it. Hang on to it. We lost the right front or something, guys. You okay, Denny?
Oh, my goodness. What's this point situation?
Hold on a minute here. You know how bad he is.
This deal.
What the hell? How'd he hit the wall?
24. Passed him and shoved him in the wall, and then he got a tire rub, and then it blew.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Karma.
Yeah, I'd say. Is he going to be able to keep running?
No, he's done.
Out.
Everybody coming to the green. It's on you. Nice and smooth. Get to the end, please.
Green.
In front of you, come on. Inside. Breathing room behind you, you alright?
Yeah. Just want to make sure that he can come back up into me.
As he enters turn 3, clearly in front, Chase Elliott, your new leader off turn 4.
All clear. All clear. Alright, nice and slow down.
10 more. 10 more times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, blade lower. Look in. Still there?
Clear. Clear.
Drive away. Stay with it now.
Let's go. 9-4. Into the damn tight. Fighting for our lives here. Stay with it.
I'm not saying a word.
I'm trying to get us the depth of way over.
Take care of it, then. Take care of it here. Manage our gap so we don't go down any laps.
The 20 car is leading. Copy.
That's what I'm doing. I'm on the same page, guys. Who's going to win?
The 20 car is going into 3 with a 10 car length lead.
Get that checkered flag. Welcome back, champ. Guys, you guys are going to see the biggest crybaby you've ever seen.
Thanks everybody for hanging in today.
Well, you're one over. A lot can happen. We'll have some fun next week.
Paul, great job down there, guys. Hanging in all day.
That's all I have, buddy. I'm sorry.
Hey, man, don't be sorry. You did a great job.
Man, that was so freaking awesome, dude. I mean, that's just storybook. Classic, baby. Classic.